Earlier this week, 8 Sonoma County residents headed up to Chico to talk with those who lost homes in the campfire. Joining us on the KSRO live line is Jeff Okrepke, Coffee Park resident. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Can you tell us a little bit about how this trip was organized?
Yeah, so basically I have just some friends that live up in Chico that directly after the fire were very concerned about what to do and what it was going to mean for their community. And we're trying to find ways to help the residents of Paradise in Butte County, as well as address what was going on with stakeholders to give them a little bit of a heads up. And then conversely, down here in Sonoma County, obviously we all wanted to help and see what we could do. So it just kind of became a thing of like, you know, if we came up and did a presentation, would that be helpful? They said yes, and that was kind of the impetus of it all.
That's great. And who did you meet with then?
So we had three different meetings. The first one were what we were calling the stakeholders. So that'd be architects, engineers, builders, lenders, real estate agents, some city council members, individuals like that, just to kind of give them a heads up of how this process goes and what to expect. And then in the evening, we had a larger meeting for the residents of Paradise and the unincorporated Butte County that burned. And the following morning, we met with their version of James Gore, which is the supervisor that's in charge of that entire area, and just kind of gave him a heads up and what we found that worked and what we found that didn't, to try to give them a little bit of an advantage going into this process.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the main concerns that were brought up?
It's very similar to what we had. I mean, we're a month out from their fire, and at that same time, we were all concerned about debris removal, and they're all very concerned about debris removal right now. And what we were trying to tell them is, you know, go into the process, make sure you ask questions, make sure you verify everything, and then also understand that every month you're going to have a new huge concern. You know, right now it's debris removal. Once you sign that ROE and your debris gets removed, it's going to be insurance or contents list or whatever else comes up that's the next big thing. And so, you know, pick your battles, because you're not going to have energy to fight all of these things tooth and nail.
Right. And did the aspect of emotions come up and dealing with that, especially from someone who has a little bit of a buffer between our incident and what they're going through right now?
The unfortunate thing is most of these residents haven't been allowed back in, and they haven't even had a chance to begin the mourning process and the ability to process this loss of theirs. They haven't even seen their lots. And so they're still kind of in that shock, unknown limbo. And so what we're trying to do is provide them as much info as we can right now, and then just kind of prepare them, like, this is going to be a very, very emotional thing for a long, long period of time. And mental health is key, not just now, not just in a month, but in a year from now.
What was it like emotionally for you and the other Sonoma County residents?
I can only speak for myself, but I believe that most of us found it to be emotionally exhausting, going through a lot of these emotions all over again, and a lot of these feelings that we had about certain subjects, bringing those, you know, kind of digging those back out of the dark and bringing them into the light. But also there was a rewarding aspect of it, because we did see some individuals that stepped up and stood up and said, hey, we have to rally. We're the ones that are going to determine our future. We're not going to let something like this dictate who we are and what we become. And so that was really, really special to see, that they have a sense of community, that they're not going to back down, even though it was 10 times worse than what we saw.
Yeah. And I know that especially in Coffee Park, but in other areas in Mark West, in Fountain Grove, neighborhoods that were devastated here, that there has been a determination from some of the neighbors to say, you know what, we're coming back. We're still in a neighborhood, despite the fact that our homes aren't there. Are you seeing that same sort of determination from the people who are affected by the campfire?
For some of them, yeah. I think one of the big things is the process, like I said, hasn't even started for them with even the beginning of the realization of the loss. I think for most of us down here, once you had a chance to stand in your driveway or on the sidewalk in front of your lot and see what had happened, that's when everything started and you started making those emotional decisions of what it means to me and what I want to do. And obviously they're going to have some of the same things that we had, where people that are higher on the age spectrum are going to just walk away and not rebuild, because it doesn't make sense sometimes for a 75-year-old or 80-year-old to rebuild. And but there's still some that say no. And one of the things that we found with when we're talking to the supervisor and the city council member was that this is a community that was very much based on an older demographic. They had a hospital that had a joint replacement program, a unit that was pretty well respected, and a stroke unit that was respected. And now, because that demographic's going to shift, they have to reimagine. It's not just a rebuild, but it's a reimagining of a community. Because it is so close to Chico, it is a commuter city to Chico. It really is no different than what Windsor is to Santa Rosa, for the most part, in size and distance. And so people are going to want to live there if it's safe. And so they need to reimagine what their future is going to be, because it's not going to be the same.
Now, are you planning on doing more trips like this in the future to go back and visit them?
If they'd like us to, yeah. I don't see a problem with it, you know, schedule permitting and all those things, you know. But I think there's a base of individuals and a base of resiliency in that community that could use our help. And there's so many more things that we could share that they, you know, they weren't even ready to hear yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for doing that. I'm sure it helped you as well in your process with healing. But that's a very generous thing to do, to go there. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
That is Jeff Okrepke, the Coffee Park resident who organized a group of people from Sonoma County to visit those in Chico who have dealt with such loss.